Old Testament lesson today is Exodus chapter 1, verse 15, through Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. It tells of brave women who made possible the birth and early childhood of Moses. Without these women, we might never have had one of the great patriarchs of our faith. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shiphrah and the other Puah, when you act as midwives to the Hebrew women and see them on their birth stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, she shall live. But the midwives feared God. They did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but they let the boys live. So the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and said to them, why have you done this and allowed the boys to live? The midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife comes to them. So God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very strong. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, every boy that is born to the Hebrews you shall throw into the Nile, but you shall let every girl live. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. This must be one of the Hebrews' children, she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you? Pharaoh's daughter said to her, yes. So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because, she said, I drew him out of the water. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I want to extend thanks to Paul for reading scripture with and for us today. This is an opportunity that is open to all of you. Some of you have begun to step up and let me know that you are interested in reading, but there are many more weeks than there are people who have volunteered. So if you would like to do this, please let me know and we will be happy to have you be in service to the Lord in that way. The last couple of weeks when we have had readers, the passages have had a multitude of strange names of people, groups, or places. And I had promised you that they are not all that way. And so hopefully you heard in today's reading that there were not too terribly many difficult words to say. And that is more the norm for us. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A few weeks ago, one of the children's moments was about a woman named Lydia. And when I was talking with the children about Lydia, I mentioned that we would spend some time working through some important figures of faith in the Bible that we may not know names of, or may not know and recognize their stories as well as some of the more famous people that we see in Scripture. So today we start that process. Today we run across four different women whose names we know who are important in the story and life of Moses. How many of you recognize the name of Moses? many of you. Good. That's not the strange name today. Moses lived an important life and contributed significantly to the early parts of our faith. What's something that you know about Moses? Go for it. Excellent. So, Ten Commandments. He led the people in the wilderness to the promised land. Yes. Yeah. Yep. All right. Great. You know your story of Moses. All right. So Moses is one of these father figures in our faith who makes many different important contributions. In fact, he is the one that God uses as a reluctant, though willing servant to bring the people who had been enslaved in Egypt out of slavery to freedom and liberation from their oppression. Moses becomes an archetype of what it means for many others who follow him to do the same work of God for other groups of people. However, Moses' life and his legacy were not givens at the time of his birth. So who made Moses' life possible? Well, it was a veritable group of women who brought him into the fullness of age so that he could answer his call and begin in ministry as God led him. But we don't often know or remember the names of those women. They're listed in your bulletin in the sermon title, but if I just asked you, can you name the two names of the midwives or Moses' mother's name or his sister's name, that might be a little more difficult for us. In the days of our scripture lesson, there was a ruler in Egypt named Pharaoh. Actually, that wasn't his name. That was his title. We don't know his name, and honestly, it's not that important to us today. He was powerful, yes, but he wasn't able to outsmart God or the Hebrew people, as we heard in our scripture lesson. For the people had committed to serving God, even in the midst of terrible labor and awful treatment by the Egyptian people. So Pharaoh orders the two women who head up the guild of midwives for the Hebrew people to begin killing all of the baby boys that they deliver. But the women, Shifra and Puah, are courageous in their allegiance to God over Pharaoh's demands. These two cunning women are named, and it tells us that they are important in this story and that they have strong standing in the eyes of God. When the Pharaoh begins to notice that the women who act as midwives are defying his orders, he ups the stakes, saying that since killing the baby boys when they are born isn't working out so well, now the midwives, even if they arrive after the boys have been born, as they said, all these young infant boys must be drowned in the Nile River. But once again, the midwives stand courageous, and the Hebrew people along with them. So when it is time for Jochebed to give birth to Moses, we hear that he is not placed immediately in the river, as was the command, but instead kept in the safety of his mother's loving arms after he is delivered by these courageous midwives, Shifra and Puah. We're further told that Shifra and Puah are rewarded for their obedience, their faith, and their steadfastness in listening to God. Jochebed does what any mother would do next. She keeps her baby boy as safe as she can, providing for him as she is able, knowing that her new son is now contraband in her family. She begins to figure out creative solutions to keep him as a part of her family, to raise him successfully. So she hides him away in their small home for 3 months. But by that time, he is getting a little bigger, a little noisier, and much more wiggly. I can't imagine the mix of emotions that Jochebed must have felt as she realized that she had given birth to a son, the sort of child who was commanded to be put to death by the order of the government. And so she looks on her baby boy. She calls him Tov in Hebrew. That's the same word, Tov, that God uses as he looks over creation and calls it good. Very good. So Jochebed looks at her little baby boy and calls him in the same way, good, knowing that God has a plan for this child. In our scripture lesson today, the word was translated as fine, sometimes as appealing or healthy or beautiful. But this baby boy is pronounced as good. Good in God's eyes and good for this people. So what's the mother to do but find a creative solution for this precious child? She does what's commanded in the end. She puts him in the river, just not the way most of the other baby boys were being put in the river. She makes sure she has a basket and lines it and waterproofs it so that her child will be safe. And then she floats him in a basket in the Nile River. And once again, God rewards this faithful woman in Moses' life. Jochebed is given the gift of nursing and raising her own son in his early childhood until he is of age to enter into Pharaoh's household under the guidance of Pharaoh's daughter. We never hear about the struggles that Jochebed must have faced as she made decision after decision to care for her child, to come up with solution, and to put her faith in God into action. The love of Jochebed for Moses outweighs her concern for herself and spurs on her trust in God as she places a basket with a baby into the river, near the edge, unsure if she would see her child again. And with Moses out of the sight of his loving mother, watchful oversight transfers yet to another important woman in Moses' life, that of a young girl, Miriam, his sister. Scripture tells us that Miriam stands at a distance, waiting to see what would happen. But her waiting and watching is anything but passive or neutral, for she is waiting for her moment to step in and advocate for her brother. She arranges care for him until he grows older, when the Pharaoh's daughter finds the baby Moses. But Miriam's ministry with Moses does not just stop at his infanthood of watching over him in the water. She continues to lead side by side with Moses and their brother Aaron as the people of God are led across the Red Sea into the wilderness and begin to find their way to the promised land. You see, Miriam has a special title only given to very few women in the Old Testament. Miriam is called a prophetess, one who speaks God's word to God's people, just as her brothers do. She stands side by side with them, leading the people, speaking God's message, and continuing to teach them in their faith. Each of these four women, Shifra, Pua, Jochebed, and Miriam, stand behind the shadow of a great one of our faith. But they made his story possible. Their character and their love was what gave them the opportunity to make Moses the lauded leader that he is. It took the courage of a mother, of a sister, of midwives who attended a birth to make this story possible. These women played a crucial role by offering their wisdom and compassion and acuity, and God was able to work in and through them to achieve far more than these women could have ever known or imagined for themselves. For us, we hear in this story that God uses persons of every age and stage in life for divine purpose. Even though these women's actions were not terribly public, as Moses' ministry ends up being, they were nonetheless faithful and are remembered to this day by name. So let's not forget what we have learned from these courageous women of faith. Courage and compassion, creativity and trust, candor and a willingness to love. Throughout Scripture, we know that God uses extraordinarily ordinary people to carry out his plans of redemption. Like the women of Moses' infancy, God desires to use us in the story of redemption too. May we realize that our dependence upon the gospel will point others to Jesus. May we realize that our compassionate service can change lives and the course that lives take. May we realize that our faithful prayers accomplish much. And because each of these women were motivated by her love for God and a little boy, may we remember that love is the most powerful tool that we have. For love is the way that people will know about God. So be courageous and continue in love and faith. Let us pray. God of Moses and Miriam and Jochebed and Shifra and Pua and each of us, dwell within us. Give us courage and compassion. Give us trust, that we may see your promise and walk faithfully toward it. May we be those who are remembered by name to you. May we be your sons and your daughters, those of your own redeeming and saving. It is in the power of the redeeming love of Jesus that we make our prayer. Amen.